Welcome to this special board meeting tonight. It appears that Lisa Hopkins will not be able to.
She's on her way.
She's on her way, but she will not be here in the next few minutes. We are here tonight to appoint a new principal at Logan High. We had an extensive interview process, and I think all of us felt really good about the process. We were able to watch all of our candidates interact with various stakeholders, and the superintendent did a lot of thought and background checks and other items and made a recommendation to the Board of Education. I need a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we hire Kenneth Ault as the principal of Logan High.
I second the motion.
It has been moved by Lynn Hobbs and seconded.
Hobbs.
I said Hobbs and seconded by Connie Morgan to hire Kenneth Ault as the new principal at Logan High School. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And Lisa would be voting also in the affirmative. Superintendent.
Well, before we have Ken stand up, we'll have him do that in just a moment and introduce himself. I want to read some of the comments that will go out in our press release that will be released later this evening. The Logan City School District Administration and School Board are pleased to announce that after an extensive application process, Mr. Kenneth Ault has been selected as the new principal at Logan High School beginning July 1st, 2016. Mr. Ault comes to the Logan City School District from the Granite School District, where he has most recently been serving as an assistant principal at Hunter High School. Craig Stauffer, Hunter High School principal, stated, quote, "One of Mr. Ault's best attributes is his genuine concern for each student. He cares about kids and wants to do all he can to ensure they graduate with the knowledge and skills they need to be successful." Mr. Ault began his path towards the principalship as a teacher of a classroom for students with behavioral disorders at Bonneville Junior High. From 2005 to 2009, Mr. Ault worked with students with significant behavioral challenges, all while earning his master's in social work from the University of Utah, as well as a master's degree in special education and administration from the University of Phoenix. In 2010, Mr. Ault was hired as an assistant principal at Kearns High School, a diverse high school on the west side of Salt Lake Valley. In that same year, he was awarded the Community Citizen Service Award from the Salt Lake Unified Police Department for his role in promoting a safe environment at Kearns High School. He also received the Utah State Employee of the Year Award in 2011. Personally, I am thrilled to have someone of Mr. Ault's background and expertise and character at Logan High School. His commitment to student success, his understanding of how to effectively support teachers, and his willingness to build on traditions of success were all on display as he went through the interview and the application process. Mr. Ault's experience working with the various needs and programs that exist in a diverse, comprehensive high school will be a tremendous benefit to the Logan High community and to the Logan City School District, and I could not be more excited to welcome Mr. Ault to our team. So, please, ladies and gentlemen, if you would join me in welcoming to the Logan City School District and the Logan High, Mr. Kenneth Ault. Now, Ken, if you wouldn't mind coming up here for just a moment, we'd like to give you a second just to say anything you want to the group. You don't have to make it long right now, but anything you want. And, of course, we'd like to introduce your family who you brought with you today.
Okay. Well, I am so grateful for the opportunity to be the new principal at Logan High School. It truly is a privilege to be able to come to this community, and I look forward to getting to know the students and getting to know the parents and to build on the great traditions here in Logan High School. I just want to briefly introduce my family. I have a pretty big crew. My wife, Lindsay, is right here in the front. My son, Jacob. I have a daughter, Presley. My son, Toby. My daughter, Melissa. And then my mother-in-law, Helen, and my father-in-law, Bruce. came to support today. And I truly am blessed and fortunate to have such a great family and such a supportive wife. I am really excited about the things that are going on at Logan High School. I really feel that my skill sets and my investment in kids will benefit this community and certainly benefit Logan High School. And I really am grateful to have this opportunity and grateful to the board and grateful to Superintendent Schofield for having the confidence in hiring me to be the next principal. Thank you.
Ken, will you stay up here for just a minute? Mike, come up and help me make... We have a few things from our athletic director.
Mike Hansen, would you come on up?
So, first of all...
They're from the high school. He just manages this
stuff.
From the
high school. I sent him over and said, you need to get some Logan High... So we have for you a Logan High...
Excellent.
...baseball card. And then we have a couple of shirts.
Excellent.
Now,
thank
they're
you.
Not too crimson, which...
Awesome.
Yeah, and so but we need to have you outfitted in the right color.
That's right. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, over the next few months, you know, Ken and I will be in contact. We will be trying to set some times for he and I to meet to go over some transition plans and what we do to provide opportunities for the community to meet him and have some interactions. Of course, he still has obligations to the Granite City or the Granite School District, and we don't want to, of course, make it hard for him to meet those obligations. So Principal Ogden will continue to manage Logan High School through the end of this school year. And Mr. Alden and I will work on his transition plan as he starts getting ready to come up here full-time starting in July. Any comments or questions from the Board of Education?
Welcome aboard. It's great to have you. It's a great place to live, and we're excited to welcome your family into our school district. So thanks a lot for coming.
We have lots of faith in you. We know you're going to be great. So thank you.
I love you. I have to tell you, I remember after all was said and done and you had answered, there was one question that you answered and the board member, Christy, said to me, when he answered that question, when I asked about instructional leadership and you said it's to, you know, recognizing what good teaching looks like, Christy says, I thought you were going to jump out of your seat.
I just about did.
And then, of course, it was your socks.
He wore pink socks last week, so. Lisa, anything you want to add?
I love them. Thank you so much. I'm glad you accepted the position. Thank you.
We're excited to have you, and I look forward to meeting, working with you.
So, without further ado, we will adjourn this meeting. Thank you for being here tonight, and I'm sure there will be a little bit of time to talk with individuals as you would like. Thank you so much.
I had a watch on. I had to change the time on.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh.
I still came home. I'm like...